The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Okay, the AM, not so good today. We are still awaiting parts that are being flown in here to replace a card. It's a card, not a card like playing card, but some kind of card that being flown in from another part, obviously, of the world. Until we can, and then we can just replace the card and get back on the air. So please accept my apologies, but FM, our, 96.5 FM is working, our stream is working, so you can still listen to my dulcet tones every morning. Good morning. It is the 7th of October, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by, at the top of the hour, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here today.
Good morning.
Alex finds out what happens when there's some static electricity and it goes into play. there's nothing happens. And I walked in there and said, push that button. Because I remember, this it's happened so many times, but it's never happened to him.
Yeah.
And so I said, push that button. He turns ooh, he goes, why'd it turn off? I went, it's magic. FM, magic.
It does it like one time and then that's it.
Yeah, yeah. And then, and it's caused, I still haven't figured out the cause. I think it's static electricity when you get near it or something. For some reason, it just flips over. It's just a button. I can't, and he's looking, he's scanning the board. And it's never happened to him before, but it's happened to all of us. So it's an easy fix. What day is it? It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
You
know what the first Tuesday in October is? National Taco Day.
What?
First Tuesday in October is National Taco Day.
Well, you look up where we should be getting tacos, free tacos today, or at least, price breaks on tacos. Let's hopefully that Taco Bell is one of those. And Taco Bell, I'm not sure if I haven't been there in a long time. Ever since they started the AI at the drive-thru, it confused both of us, AI and me. Because I kept wanting to have a, I have a bean taco with meat. They used to have it on the menu. And years ago, several years ago they stopped. And I said, well, why'd you take that off the menu? And, the poor, the kid you ask behind it goes, no, he said, I don't know. He said, but he says, it makes it harder because a lot of people come in and want a bean and beef burrito. Okay. So you have to order a bean burrito with beef in it. So when I ordered it through AI, I said, I have a bean burrito with beef because the voice sounded like a human for the first, when you first talked to him. And he says, okay, a bean burrito. And said, no, I want a bean burrito with beef in it. Bean burrito. And I went, you're not alive, are you? Yeah, I'm here to help you. And about the third time now, I have to admit, it was starting to frustrate me. And then another voice breaks in. Hey, I'm here. This is Bill. He says, I'm here. He says, you have to order the fiesta, or you have to order like a fiesta burrito. And I went, it doesn't say that. He goes, I know. Don't worry. I got it. And I mean, but so AI is taking a job. Now, AI is also when you call one of the car dealerships around here, the voice is absolutely perfect. Friendly. Oh yeah, it's not like, oh, how can I help you? No, it's how can I help you? And I said, are you real? Are you a real person? No, I'm not. I'm here to assist you. And I said, well, I'm trying to reach the service department. So they sent me to somebody else, and it's another AI voice who then sent me to the service department. I don't know why it took two of them to do it. But then the service department, the answer is with the human. But, and so this is where I'm seeing is that AI could cost millions of jobs. And it could.
Yeah.
Just those two little examples of that. And what about proofreading? And I tell you where AI was used before. Before all of this broke, computers were doing this one thing. When I was talking to the record search late years ago, and they said that the sports stories that were most, you know, that were just facts, you know, just had the numbers and had the people hitting and the people this. He said those were written by computers. It wasn't called AI back then. It was called stop talking to him. Stop talking. Nick, get out of there while I'm talking. Nick Gardner's strolling around talking to my producer while I'm talking to him. He needs to respond to me, right?
Yes.
Did I rescue you? Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, that they were writing a lot of these sports stories because most of it was statistics. And I found that, you know, because we were talking about, hey, at some point, and this was years ago, you know, is something going to come in here and write these stories? Well, and they said, well, your sports stories, many of your sports stories are written that way.
And that makes sense, because, I mean, there's...
Yeah, those aren't opinions or anything, and it's not like a lot of research.
No.
They're just pulling it right off the game.
Yeah, right off the stat sheet.
Yeah, and that made sense. But this is before AI blew up like it has. Now you got to think to yourself, if you can write that story, obviously you can write other stories, correct?
Oh, yeah.
But here's the problem. AI has had examples of putting its own thoughts or saying like it could be doing a story like today, October 7th, 2 years ago, Hamas came across the border. I mean, all the information out there, it could write a pretty concise history of it, of what happened, starting on, you know, when they came across, started massacring people. And this is Hamas, my friends. The people, this is the organization that you have many college students out there supporting, killing babies, mass rapes, taking people's heads off. I mean, killing grandmothers. I mean, this is horrendous. It was horrible. But you could write a story that's just strictly on the facts. But then AI might put something in there that's totally made up.
I saw a video yesterday. It was an AI video made.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty real, but it was Mr. Rogers, and he was with some unruly characters, and they were doing some not-so-good things, but it looked...
But it looked just like him.
I mean, it looked just like him. Everything looked... I mean, it was pretty flawless, and it just was like...
Wow.
I mean, for some people that don't understand, you know, that AI is out there and doing this stuff, they're going to see some of this stuff and think, like, oh, my God.
It's true. Yeah.
And
voices.
Yeah.
Now, we use AI voices to do some of our commercials, but they're...
There was a
generic AI voices.
Did you see I think it was the tennis player, professional tennis player that retired, but there was he gave financial advice, and it wasn't him, but it was a video.
Oh, gosh.
And it was, and he had to come out and say, hey, this was not me. I'm not giving financial advice.
Like, yeah, but I've heard that. It was, there was a Tom Hanks. They used Tom Hanks one time, and he had to come out and say, whoa, that's not me.
Yeah.
And it's insidious because it's so realistic. And you've got to, it says, you know, you can believe your eyes. No, you can't believe your eyes anymore.
No, you can't.
Now you've got to, I mean, it's that good. I would hate to be an 8-year-old right now growing up in this.
I totally agree.
Unless, you know what, parents, if you don't have and if your grandparents or parents, if you don't have a pretty damn hard lock, pardon my English, on their computers, your children are going to be inundated with stuff that looks so real. Here's Santa Claus saying, take some of that green stuff out of your parents' wallets and send it to me, you know, to help pay for Christmas next year.
Yeah.
A comedian said that one time that had children's shows, Soupy Sales, lost his job because all of a sudden kids were doing that. They're taking the money and sending it to Soupy Sales, care of. He did it as a joke.
Yeah. But
even back then, this was the 50s. All right. I bet we want to do some weather here. It's Meh Tuesday. We're going to make Meh Tuesday into AI Tuesday. Okay. Today, sunny with a high near 88 and a low around 58 tonight. Now, it's going to be through, well, we're going to get some clouds and some showers maybe this week. Thursday, 30% chance of showers, and Friday, showers likely after 11 a.m. Friday night, showers likely. Saturday, a slight chance of showers, but a high near 68. Friday, high near 66, and a chance of precipitation is 70%. Sunday starts clearing up again with a high near 71, and Columbus Day on Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Ooh, time to pull out the hoodies. Okay, or, I don't know, your sweaters. It's again, it's getting that way. And the lows are in the 50s on Sunday night. So, it's getting to be fall. We talked about next month, I think it's November 2nd, you know, in the daylight savings time. So the weather reports, though, are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, been in the business close to 30 years, the Kenny family, and been in it long enough that the third generation of Kennys are in there helping to run the business. They give discounts for seniors. They give discounts for veterans. They have outstanding service, super people down there, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What would it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl in the Box. Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. Thanks for supporting the station, your last privately owned commercial radio station in the area. Today, the 7th of October, 2 years ago, Hamas came across the border. Talked a little bit about it, but, you know, it looks like there could be a breakthrough in peace negotiations. That Hamas is meeting with, I think, Egypt. Here they're talking about releasing all the hostages. I think there's 28 left plus remains of ones that have died while being in captivity that long. And the ones who've been released do not have good stories about what happened to them while they were hostages. If Hamas does not give up the hostages, and we've heard this before, but I really think, it's reached a point with Trump and the world that you're not going to give up the hostages, fine. Then we're just going to root you out and kill every one of you that has anything to do with it. I know that's harsh, but enough's enough. And to stop the war in Gaza, because anytime you have a war, innocent people get hurt. And it could be for a variety of reasons. They're using people as shields, which we seem to have run into with Islamic fanatics every time we fight, using hospitals, using schools. And the scary thing is that Hamas, after everything they did, became kind of like the cause célèbre, where people were, oh no, you know, Hamas, those Israelis, you know, that caused this and all this, blah 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 blah. People need to think, what would happen if Israel wasn't there? It's the only democracy in the Middle East. It's the only place where a gay person can live openly. I imagine they have transgenders there too in Israel. You don't see that in all the countries that are surrounding them. Women can vote there. It's, you know, go to school. All those things can make something of their lives. You don't see that. Even in, quote, more enlightened countries like Saudi Arabia, you don't see that. And then you get into Iran where women, are treated like chattel. And in Hamas, that group there. So, it's gotta end. And as the peace offering is out there, the other surrounding, Muslim states have said, no, this is a good idea. It's up to Hamas now. So we'll see what happens with that. Maybe this thing will finally be over. The shutdown has entered. It's seventh day. God bless our leadership. What is the sticking points here? And Republicans, of course, are accusing Democrats of stalling because they want to extend health care access to illegal immigrants. That's not exactly true. Republicans are trying to pass a clean resolution bill that just keeps everything the way it is until they can get the budget done. And the main sticking point right now seems to be health care, access to illegal immigrants. That's what the Republicans have accused the Democrats of. Democrats' proposal wouldn't provide free health care to people currently in the U.S. illegally. Instead, it would store Medicaid eligibility for certain immigrants who originally entered the country illegally but now have legal status, such as parolees or those granted asylum. Now, the ones granted parole, I mean, as they came in by the millions, were just given a parole. So you're talking, we're not talking 1,000 people here. We're talking millions of people here. Republicans argue that some of those parole programs were unlawful under the Biden administration. Under current law, these individuals are not considered. But under the current law, these individuals are now not considered illegals. Also, the Democrats' proposal includes a range of additional funding priorities, extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits, reversing recent Medicaid cuts, and restoring coverage for certain immigrants. The bill would also allocate nearly $500 million to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which was cut, and extend a provision allowing electric vehicles to use HOV lanes. You know, I could let them do that. No, okay. Yeah, if you stop this the stuff about, you know, giving money or providing money to people that are on illegal programs, you know, I'll give up the car and the HOV line. The Democrat continuing resolution spans 68 pages and covers far more than just health care. So what are some of the key differences here? Republicans are looking for a short-term clean continuing resolution designed to keep the government running while changing existing policies. It's just, you know, the House voted on it and they said, hey, look, this works. And in the Senate, this works held up. The plan maintains the Trump-era Medicaid cuts, keeps strict eligibility rules for non-citizens, and allows the Affordable Care Act tax credits to expire at the end of the year. And Democrats, on the other hand, want to add more than $1 trillion in new spending. And this is according to the New York Times. They do share some common ground. Both bills include funding increases for security protections for government officials, though Democrats are calling for much higher levels. Republicans proposed $88 million for security upgrades, while Democrats want to allocate over $186 million for lawmaker security and $140 million for judges, without adding new funding for the executive branch, according to the New York Times. So, you know what? There's still a big link. I mean, there's still a big gap here. And if they pass the continuing resolution bill, they can move on to the budget. But Schumer's not letting that happen. And it's, you know, it's the military on the 15th. Right now, it isn't going to get paid. TSA is not getting paid. The many other areas or people have been, I'm not sure, furloughed. But then if it's not done, will it be layoffs? And when you lay somebody off, it's different. It's not furloughing. Tell them they're going to come back. They're laid off and their money stops. It's a mess. And it's a let's see whose bicep is bigger type of thing. You know, so far, neither side has given any indication they might give in to the other side. All right. Meanwhile, the rest of us just get kind of hammered out. The rest of us getting hammered out here. But they said, you know, the Social Security payments will still go on. I mean, things like, you know, neither side wants to touch that and say, oh, okay, we're just going to stop your Social Security payments next month or this month. That's not going to happen. Okay. It's Holiday Harbor. Let's talk Holiday Harbor for a second. It brought us this segment. They are offering a big special for the month of October, 15% off your rental. And if you mention this ad. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. This is or KCNR or Free Fire Radio or Carl and or Linda Bott. You will receive an additional 10% off. So it's 25% off your houseboat. And we were out there, gosh, what, 2 weeks ago. And I can't tell you how beautiful it is on the lake right now. Quiet, lake's calm. During the summer, of course, it's busy. You got lots of boats going back and forth and wave runners and speed boats and all these things. Well, now it's quiet out there. And you could say, you know what, let's just take a couple of days. Let's do a little staycation here, Friday, Saturday, bring it back Sunday, and just have a good time on the lake, relax, catch up on your reading, catch up with the kids. Water, you can still swim, of course. You still kayak around the boat, all those kind of things. Holiday Harbor, give them a call, 530-238-2383, or go online to lakeshasta.com, and we'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025, hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Veterans Resource Fair. The Veterans Community of Shasta County invites you and your family to attend the Veterans Resource Fair on October 16th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Shasta County Fairgrounds in Lassen Hall. And they're going to, and this is for any veterans or veterans, families, help. This is taking the place of the stand down, which would bring in homeless veterans or veterans that needed a hand up, not a handout, and help them get a lot of things, fixed during that 2-day period. Well, this is the same thing. They're going to be there with the number of experts to talk about disability claims, mental wellness, employment services, legal support, home loans, housing assistance, community referrals, and much, much more. For any questions you may have on this, call 530-225-5686. We're getting Troy Payne in here this week to talk more specifically about that. And then Hope City Redding's Golf Extravaganza, their second annual. It's going to be October the 18th, 8 a.m. shotgun start, 18-hole golf scramble, closest to the pin, longest drive, golf cart and lunch included, and a chance to win thousands in raffle prizes. And plus the hole-in-one challenge. If you get the hole-in-one, you get a new car. So that's the second annual Hope City Golf Extravaganza. And the Christmas parade's coming. It's going to be, December 6th. Parade starts at 6 p.m. This year's theme, Christmas in the Wild, encourages the community to blend the holiday spirit with the magic of the outdoors. And this, like I said, for those interested in participating, float registration is open until November the 27th. Do we dare talk about the Papinis? But it's in the news.
I worked with both of them, by the way.
Oh, you did? Where'd you work with
them? I worked with Keith. He worked at Best Buy.
Okay.
He was a he didn't work in store, but he worked. He was like a delivery driver. Did like Geek Squad stuff.
And how long ago was this?
2015, 2016.
Okay.
And she was a an AT&T rep.
Oh, yeah?
So she came in and did phones and stuff. So I actually worked with her pretty close.
Okay.
And I would have never thought any of this would have ever happened.
You knew both of them.
Yeah. I mean, not like
Did she strike you as being weird?
No, not at all. So when all that stuff happened, it was...
Did you just blow you away?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this they are back in court. And hearing marks the latest development in a high-profile case over the child custody. Keith wants to have full custody and raising concerns about Sherry's mental health, criminal history, and fitness as a parent. And I actually watched both the documentaries on this. The one with, primarily Keith on that first one. Then I watched the second one. I had Sherry Papini was in it talking, and her claims that she'd been abducted and raped that whole time, and then brought back up here and dropped off. But there's been no investigation, there's been no charges filed or anything like that. But she was found guilty of lying to federal, and she pleaded guilty to making false statements to federal investigators and mail fraud. And she was sentenced to 18 months in federal prison, ordered to pay $300,000 in restitution, and released into a halfway house in 2023 and has since completed her sentence. And the custody case has remained ongoing since 2022. So, it's still going on. One of the things we said, we were talking about... is this hang up for the extension of the Obamacare. And Trump said he's negotiating health care policy with congressional Democrats and is open to making a deal on expiring health insurance subsidies, marking perhaps a potential breakthrough. Trump said yesterday that negotiations going on with Democrats that could lead to good things. And I'm talking about good things with regard to health care. And Obamacare seems to be the main sticking point. And Trump says, yeah, I'm a Republican, but I care more about health care, much more so than the Democrats. Of course, Trump would say it exactly like that. The thing about this is the mass layoffs of employees, 750,000 federal workers, they've been furloughed. They're on furlough now. It's not being laid off. And they will be paid for the time that they were off. So they're taking 6 days, and it's 6 days off or 7 days off or however long it's going to last. But they will get their pay when they come back. When you lay them off, that's different. And he said that the mass reductions of force were imminent. But I think Trump's holding off to see where this thing's going to be. The Obamacare, letting that expire, polls, now this is USA polls, say that, overwhelming 72%. What they did, it was a poll in 28 competitive congressional districts, found an overwhelming 72% of the voters support extending the premium tax credits. That includes 55% of voters who support Trump and 67% of swing voters in those districts. So that may make a difference because they've got the 2026 midterms coming up. And if they can get this thing through, and it will bolster the chances of the Republicans doing okay. In every midterm election after there's been a change, you'll see a lot of the opposing party get elected. And in this case, Trump has, of course, the White House, House of Representatives, and the Senate. And the Democrats want to swing the House of Representatives, so it's controlled by the Democrats. Which has led to the redistricting war that's going on. Texas, who was ordered to, by a court order, to redistrict parts of Texas, decided to go the full, can I say it, the full enchilada, and redistrict all of Texas. Now, California, in its infinite wisdom, says, well, if they're going to do that, we're going to do that. And, that's a little kid's argument, and we've talked about that before. But now the ballots are out, my friends. You should be receiving your mail-in ballot You should be receiving your ballot in the mail any day now. There's only two things on it, Measure A and Prop 50. Again, read what they say about Prop 50. And when you read what they're pro 50, it has nothing to do with the rights of California. It has nothing to do with the rights of the people in California. This is a blatant power grab by Newsom and the Democrats to change the face of our representation. Even though a non-biased panel was appointed and worked for a couple years, five Dems, five Republicans, and four independents, to put the districts down without, it being as fair as they possibly can, to keep the politicians from, drawing the district lines. That's what the people of California wanted. That's what was in the Constitution. And yet the Democrats, because they have the supermajority, overrode that, wrote this thing, and it says to let the people speak. The people spoke years ago to have that redistricting or have that district committee put together. One of the women that were, one of the Democrats that was on that committee, who, her views of Trump are, really, really, down on Trump. But she said, you shouldn't change this. This is wrong. Texas does it, does not mean that California has to do it. Now, if anybody, I invite anybody that is for Prop 50, that thinks it's a good idea, to come on the show and convince me that I'm wrong.
Me too. I would love to hear their argument.
Bring two of you. I don't care. Bring three. I've got the mics. And come on in and convince me and probably the vast majority of our listeners that Prop 50 is a good idea. It'll be a cordial, you know, back and forth as we've done before with so many other people that takes up opposing sides. But if you are for Prop 50, I'm inviting you. I will clear the schedule of whatever it is to make sure that you're on. We'll spend an hour discussing why you think Prop 50 is a good idea and why I think it's a bad idea. And what is it Charlie Kirk used to say? Change my mind? Change my mind. And we'll close down, you know, we can have phone calls or not have phone calls. It doesn't make any difference. We have both sides calling in. Or if you believe Prop 50 is a good idea, just call us 530-605-4567 and I'll let you, without interrupting at all, we'll let you tell the audience why you think Prop 50 is a good idea. And there's people out there. I mean, I've seen your Facebook post. Why you think Prop 50 is a good idea? Just give us a call, 530-605-4567. Tell us why Prop 50 is a good idea. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. If you're still thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, and there seems to be more and more of them, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about these rebates. And we'll be right back.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, and groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready for a little magic and a lot of laughs? Shasta College Theater invites you into the enchanted forest for a Midsummer Night's Dream. Mischievous fairies, love-struck teens, and even a would-be actor turned into a donkey. Shakespeare's funniest comedy has it all.
Join us October 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th at 7 p.m. with matinees October 12th and 19th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 seniors, and $5 for students.
A Midsummer Night's Dream at Shasta College.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:50 in the morning here on the 7th. It's going to be a nice day today. Going up about 88, sunny. Tomorrow, sunny. But then Thursday, it looks like we might have start getting chances of rain. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. The October 18th, there's, you know, several things are happening, but it's Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. It's going to be at the Cascade Theater, and it's one of the major fundraisers for One Safe Place. If you haven't got your tickets, go to One Safe Place to their website, and you can get your tickets there. You might be able to buy them there at the gate. But I don't know how many, I don't know if they're getting close to being, it's usually real close to being sold out. And it's kind of an interesting event if you've never been there. And I encourage you to do it. It's kind of like going to the play they have up at Pendleton, Oregon, where it's outside. Happy Canyon. It's a, everybody should see it once. Except the difference is that Shasta County Dancing with the Stars doesn't last as long as that one does and doesn't have horses walking across the stage. So, but it's people that have volunteered to raise money for One Safe Place, your neighbors, your friends, Jason Odell from Odell's Barbecue and his wife. Many others, not many, but there's a total of, I think, four teams. Maybe six teams are going to be dancing. Now, a little known fact that I'm sharing with you now. Linda and I will be dancing that night. Yes, dancing. Carl and Linda. And we'll be dancing just as an invited guest dancers there. I'm not going to tell you the dance we're going to do, but I'm going to tell you is that the hardest part of dancing is when you dance with an A personality that's used to, you know, dancing professionally and dancing in shows and all this, is having her when we are in our dance posture of her following me without question. And what happens is during one of the moves we are making, you know, the throwing up in the air, the sliding across the floor. No, okay, maybe not. There'll be a hesitation, either on my part or her part. So that's why we practice. Now we're practicing every night. And that's the best thing about having your wife as a partner or your husband as a partner. You can dance. Well, last night we were dancing our little foots off, our little feet off, which is difficult because Buford was in the middle of it. And Buford doesn't just kind of walk around with you. He plants himself, and he lays down. And so when you're doing, you know, you're moving, and all of a sudden you bang into the dog and try not to fall into the piano. However, we got him now, so he stands, you know, he lays down out in front so we can dance around him. If you have not gone, or if you've gone to every one of them, get your tickets. It's for a great cause. People really putting it out there. You know, people have never danced in front of people before, and you're out there in front of 800 people at the Cascade, and you're dancing. And it's kind of like when you – I've seen so many of these because Linda was the judge for, gosh, I don't know, 8-9 years. And the thing about it is they're coming out. There's going to be people yelling and cheering for them while they're dancing, you know, before, after, sometimes during. And it's just a great show. If nothing else, go there and watch people. So, Dance with the Stars, October the 18th. There's still tickets available, I'm sure. Go to the Cascade ticket office or go to One Safe Place and get your tickets for this. It's going to be a great event, and it's a great fundraiser for One Safe Place. Baltimore, which was one of the top murder cities in America, has their crime rates going down. Why? Because the mayor, the top prosecutor said, we let the criminal element know it's a new day and there was accountability and that you will go to prison. His crime-fighting position was built around one promise: go after the people doing the most damage. I ran on a platform of going after repeat violent offenders. Those were individuals we knew were causing terror in our communities. And I've got a question at the end of this, by the way. If you are a violent repeat offender, you are our number one target, our number one focus, and we need to remove you from the street. According to Bates, there's between 5,000 and 6,000 offenders in Baltimore that fit that description. 5,000 or 6,000 people that are violent offenders and reoffenders, and they're walking the streets. And the office zeroed in on illegal gun cases involving convicted felons. In Maryland, if you carry a gun and you're a repeat violent offender, the state's attorney office said could invoke a count. That's a mandatory minimum, which means you would go to prison a minimum of 5 years without the possibility of parole. It's a minimum mandatory. The previous administration did not invoke these charges. We'd have. And so this is, he credits this enforcement backed by police and federal prosecutors with the city's falling murder rate. In just 2 years, his office sent 2,000 almost 2,200 repeat violent offenders to prison, double the amount under the previous administration. We focus on those individuals that carried illegal handguns. They were not allowed to have a gun. 40% of that group were victims of murders, but they were also perpetrators of, what is that? Perps. Perpetrators. Thank you. I missed the T. Perpetrators of murders. If they're not right here in the community now, they cannot be victims of murders and they cannot be the murderers. Homicides fell by 23% by year end of 2024. 201 versus 261 in 2023. And non-fatal shootings dropped 30%. So what we're saying here is going after the bad guys and putting them in prison works. I mean, this is not rocket science. You've got bad guys out on the street with guns that are shooting people. They're getting shot. You arrest them, and you put them in jail. Duh, the crime rate drops. And you have to ask yourself why the previous administration didn't do it. You're looking back, but why didn't they? You know it works. You know if you take them off the street and put them in jail, that the crime rate's going to – you've got 5,000 to 6,000 people that are causing most of the crime, the killings, the shootings, getting killed, all of this, and you start putting them in jail. They put 2,000 people in jail. Guess what? The murder rate dropped. The shooting rates dropped. This is I find it so difficult for people to get their arms around this. But we went through this thing in this nation where it was, oh, if you're a criminal, it's not your fault. No, you shoot somebody. Okay, you go, you know, we'll plead that down and all that stuff. Baltimore has proven, again, that if you take bad people off the street, your crime rate goes down. Bates said that Baltimore's justice system had a reputation for leniency, but now that has changed. There's no magic pill, he said. You just have to really hold people accountable. Really. Well, congratulations, Baltimore. Hey, when we come back from the news, we've got our, we have O2 Employment Services, yes, is going to join us. And we're going to be talking about the latest in HR changes. So we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Attorney General Pam Bondi says during the Biden years, the FBI secretly investigated members of the Senate with the ultimate goal to, in Bondi's words, take President Trump off the playing field. Bondi is testifying this morning on Capitol Hill. She's appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And defending the deployment of out-of-state National Guard troops to Chicago, Bondi tells Democrat Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, if you're not going to protect your citizens, President Trump will. Today is day 7 of the government shutdown, and there's no end in sight. For the fifth time, the Senate has failed to pass a Republican spending bill that would have ended the shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson says if this mess isn't resolved soon, there could be big trouble.
I can't imagine that it could go longer than a week, because in the middle of this month, on the 15th, that's when the paycheck, the paychecks being withheld gets very real.
Johnson on the Salem Radio Network, President Trump says there are talks between Republicans and Democrats. He's hoping for a compromise over the health care issue. Israelis marking 2 years since the deadly Hamas terror attack that touched off the Gaza war.
Hamas units have stormed army bases, farming communities, as well as the outdoor music festival, killing some 1,200 people, mostly civilians, including women, children, and old adults. 251 others were abducted. Around 20 of them are believed by Israel to still be alive.
Correspondent Charles Del Ledesma, efforts to end the war in Gaza are ongoing, with President Trump's peace proposal still on the table. There's a new tropical storm churning out in the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center says the storm, named Jerry, has its sights set on the Caribbean. The Dow is down 101 points, while the Nasdaq is off 34. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
French President Macron is facing a political crisis in the wake of his prime minister calling it quits.
Fresh from his resignation, Mr. Lecornu this morning resumes the task that was his from the start of his prime ministership. That is to say, talking to the political parties in the hope of finding enough deputies in parliament to back a theoretical new government. It's a stay of execution ordered by President Macron. But why Mr. Lecornu should be more successful now in 48 hours than he was in the 3.5 weeks leading up to this latest crisis is far from clear. The main aim is to bring the conservative Republicans back into the Macron camp.
And that's the BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Ukraine has launched long-range drone and missile attacks on key Russian targets. The targets said to include an ammunition plant, an oil terminal in Crimea, and a weapons depot. The strikes part of Ukraine's strategy to pressure Russia's military logistics. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Worldwide oil production is expected to increase.
A group of countries that are part of the OPEC Plus alliance of oil exporting countries has agreed to a small boost in oil production, citing a steady global economic outlook. The group said after a virtual meeting on Sunday that it will raise oil production by 137,000 barrels per day in November, the same amount it announced for October. The group has been raising output slightly in a series of boosts all year after announcing cuts in 2023 and 2024. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The crash of a medevac helicopter on a highway in Sacramento, California, has left three people in the hospital in critical condition. The injured two women and one man were on board the helicopter. It crashed around 7 last evening on eastbound Highway 50 in Sacramento. Authorities say there was no patient on board at the time of the crash. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. In fact, she is our traffic reporter today and just called in and said on 44 and Hilltop, there is a big backup because it looks like there's been a wreck right there as you're getting off the freeway. So it's kind of backed up there. So, and she was flying over in the KCNR helicopter that we have, you know, and she could have called in and gone, hey, we have a, okay. Today, the 7th of October, you're just encouraging me to do these silly things.
I know.
Today, the 7th of October, yes, 2 years ago, Hamas came across the border. Hopefully that peace deal, which seems to be, you know, signed on to by a lot of people except Hamas, which is interesting. It was giving back the hostages, all of them, and things changing in that general area. If they don't sign it, it's just going to be, what, another year? Or is Israel really going to turn it loose? And we'll see. It's been going on long enough, and it is not helping world affairs at all. And it also has led to a lot of strange things in our country. But that's not what we're talking about now. But today is the 7th of October, 8:06 in the morning. And the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it was another day today, too.
It's National Taco Day.
Taco Day.
Taco Day.
You know,
Taco Tuesday.
11. 1 and 3, they're doing $1 Cantina Chicken Tacos.
Where's this at?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Chicken tacos?
The Cantina Chicken Tacos. So those are the better chicken tacos.
Oh, are they? 11?
11, 1, and 3. So you for a dollar.
If you come in at 11 o'clock, 1 or 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Got it. So not just the beef tacos?
Nope.
Okay. Cantina Chicken. All right. 11 o'clock is okay. The weather today is going to be very nice. It's going to be a high near 88 and a low around 58 tonight. Now, tomorrow, sunny with a high near 84 and starts clouding up on Wednesday night because Thursday we have a 30% chance of showers with a high near 69 and a 40% chance of showers Thursday night with a low around 51 Friday. Chance of precipitation is 70% and a high of 65 and Friday night showers. Saturday, maybe a slight chance of showers with a high near 68, and Saturday night's clearing up. And Sunday with a high near 71, and Columbus Day, mostly sunny, with a high near 69. So it's going to be really, really nice weather with some rain in there, which we need. So, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, a family-owned business that had been in the business for, gosh, close to 30 years. It's the third generation of the Kenny family that's running the place. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have wonderful customer service. They have just really nice people down there. Do a lot for our community. It's locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services.
Good morning. I'm back.
Jennifer comes in, first thing she says, I got my 8,000 steps this morning.
I did.
What, do you have a little step counter?
I do.
What do you do for 8,000 steps?
So typically walk for at least 3 miles or go to the gym and get on the treadmill and do my thing. But we're actually part of a Walktoberfest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we're doing a team event that is Walktober 25, and it's through, I think, Healthy Shasta, our first five. Uh-huh. Anyhow, so yes, right now we have the leaderboard, but we're only in 87th place out of 183 teams.
Now, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
All those people you have down there.
Yes.
You have what? A cast of hundreds working at O2 Employment Service.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get them out there to walk, 500 steps a day.
Right. Well,
I mean, if you just, the cumulative mm-hmm. would be.
Oh.
Or if you had a long distance runner.
Correct.
Somebody does 10 miles.
Exactly. And when you look at the leaderboard and you go to number one, it's like there's 4 members on it, and they have over 153,000 steps already. That's their average. 4.
Which, you know what the name of the company is?
It says The Real Workers. I'm not sure
yeah,
what company
this is.
Yeah,
this is a group of runners that got together.
And then Midnight Racer is one member, and they're at 136,000 steps on average per day. So you know they're running. I'm like, my little 8,000 steps is nothing.
But you're doing 8,000. You've got, 35 people working with you?
We do, I've only got 18 signed up.
Well,
I know.
There you go.
We got to get
people. Sounds like an HR failure.
Exactly. We got to get these people moving.
When I was going through amphibious warfare school back in Quantico, Virginia, when I was a young man, they kept track of how many miles we ran.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you could put in, okay, so how many miles? Because the one who ran the most miles got something at the end.
Yes.
Right? So, doing 3 or 4 miles a day is not unusual, but one guy ran the equivalent of Quantico, Virginia, to Los Angeles, California.
Oh, my.
And back to, Colorado in 9 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, on his own time.
Wow.
That is a lot of running.
That's a ton of running.
Yeah, he was asleep in class most of the time.
What?
But, okay. Enough of this frivolity. Even though that I didn't even realize there was this challenge going on.
Yes.
I should know these things.
Yes. So
we could have entered KCNR in this and gotten 500 steps a day out of our guys. Maybe. Not counting me, which would brought down the average. Does it count if you're on a horse? It should.
Maybe if you put a little monitor on the horse
so that
you could,
and they'll go, wait a minute. And if you put one on each leg.
Exactly.
4-1.
4-1. Hey,
right.
Now you're talking.
You know what? I'm going to take an early break.
Okay.
So then we can get into the HR. You said there's been changes. And
there's potential changes.
Oh, potential changes.
So, yes, we're going to talk about the 12 potentials that are sitting on Governor Newsom's desk right now.
Gosh.
So we're going to talk about a few of those things just for employers to kind of be aware of.
Because it can come back and bite you in the butt.
Absolutely.
And we've changed things here before from shows that you've had. Gone back and looked at it and not change it because we had it, but put them in in a different area where it can be, they come in and they can look at it. Hey, Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this portion of the show. And for non-life-threatening emergencies, use their Get Care Now to reserve emergency room treatment time. Instead of just waiting down there for 3 or 4 hours, stay at your house. If it's non-life-threatening, stay in the comfort of your house, then go on down there. And you can do this. It's easy. Using Get Care Now, visit their website at ShastaRegional.com and click the Get Care Now tab. Now, they will come back because I just checked it out. They'll come back with a couple questions trouble breathing, bleeding, or something like that, then they'll encourage you to say, get down there now. But for other things, set up a time that you can just walk in and then be seen. That's Get Care Now at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, we'll be right back.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting the treatment for a work injury, and work injuries can be life-changing, you may never be able to go back to that same job you had. So you need retraining, you need physical therapy and all this, but it's not happening. Because insurance company is dragging its feet, whatever it is, then you need an expert to help you out, and that's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He's in Palo Cedro, He's a veteran, former law enforcement, and then got into the legal side. And worked for the insurance companies for a year or two and just didn't like it. So he's come here and opened up his own office. It's grown to be the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. And he's going to give you good advice. So when you call him at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation. And he's going to, you know, after talking to you, and if he takes your case, you're going to have a scrapper there working to make sure that you're taken care of, your family's taken care of. You want to go back to work. Employer wants you back to work. Have Patrick Gorman help you get back to work. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, or go to GormanLaw.com. I'm here with Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services, and there's some bills sitting on the governor's desk.
There are.
That could have an impact on business.
Businesses. Okay. Absolutely. Yes.
Start where you want.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's about 12 bills that are sitting on Governor Newsom's desk that are waiting for signature, right? So these might or might not pass, but these are probably the top ones that employers should be
aware. He may or may not sign them.
They've already passed. They've already passed. Okay. He's either going to sign them off and say they're going into effect January 1st, or he's going to veto them and say we're done with these.
Okay.
So we're hopeful. I mean, 12 is... We're down from usually 50 or 60 that affect employers. Yeah,
really?
There's usually a lot of bills that pass and a lot of things that
can
affect.
Are they not feeling well?
I don't know, but we're going to take it. We're going to hopefully, and it's nothing real earth-shattering, meaning that, you know, it doesn't affect the sick leave laws or, you know, things that require employers to pay additional or have extra stuff that they have to offer to employers or employees. So that's the good news. But some of the things that are, you know, on the desk are, you know, nothing, like I said, too earth-shattering, but there are definitely a few things that we'll want to keep in mind, because there's a couple of them that require additional notices that are going to need to be hung in your office. One of the ones that kind of stood out to me was this law regarding immigration. And I think because of everything that, you know, the Trump administration has come in and really has cracked down on illegal immigrants in the United States of America, basically there's this law or this bill that is going to be, if it's signed off on, it will make employers give employees up to 5 unpaid days off to go and take care of their immigration status. So in the event that you have an employee that comes in, presents, you know, and they're filling out their I-9, they might not have the documents required to, you know, pass for a U.S. citizen. And especially now, those employers that use E-Verify, that allows you to go online, check with the U.S. government that says, hey, is this person legal to work here? And it comes back and it says you've got a tentative non-confirmation, meaning they didn't pass the big, you know, background check with the government. And it will force employers to allow this employee to take an additional 5 days off. So they already get 10 days to go down to the Social Security Administration and take care of their, you know, immigration status. Maybe there's something wrong with their social. Maybe there's something wrong with their alien card. Something is not right. It allows them to go to Social Security office. If they choose not to, the employer then can discharge the employee saying, hey, you don't have the documents required to work in the United States of America.
But if you use E-Verify when you're hiring somebody,
that doesn't
count. It's only if they work for you.
No, usually when you have a new hire that comes in, you have to verify their eligibility to work within the first 3 days, right?
Okay.
So you have them fill out their I-9, they present their documents, you look at them, and you're reviewing them, and you're like, okay, sometimes they might come in laminated, or the social security card has unauthorized to work type situation on it, and we can't accept that document. But at face value, if somebody comes in with their documents, we look at them, put them down, verify them, and then E-Verify is an extra layer of protection. So you can sign up with E-Verify, you go online, you sign up for your company, and then you're going to run the information through their system. That is a huge database, right?
So somebody could be working for you for like 3 days, and they come back, and you've got to give them 15 days?
You've got another 10 days, and then now employers would have to give an additional 5 days. But here's the caveat. So if you give them the 5 days and then you terminate them because they don't have the proper documentation, they have 2 years to come back and be reemployed if they get it corrected. 2 years.
So you've since hired somebody that's been working there for 2 years and now they can come back and you have to hire them?
Right. Well, maybe they worked for you for 3 days.
That's what I mean.
And then you've got them 3 days. Then you give them an additional, the 10 days, right, for E-Verify, tentative non-confirmation. They go down to Social Security or they choose not to.
Right.
And that's oftentimes what happens is employees
say, because they know that they're here illegally.
Correct. Yeah. I'm not going to go down and take care of it. So then we separate ways and say, I'm so sorry, but here's your pay. And then, and then they can come back up to 2 years and be reemployed if they get it taken care of. So that's one of the bills. We don't know if it'll pass.
You don't have to pay them for the 10 days, though.
No. It, well, you, they can continue to work. They can continue to work for the 10 days that they have the tentative non-confirmation. Where I'm unclear is if I have to continue to work them for the 5 additional days to go. So they might be able to work up to 15 days. Then you separate ways because they're not taking care of what they need to. But then now the employer's stuck with it, potentially having to bring them back for up to 2 years. Yeah, so that's one of the things. So we'll see. We'll see if that passes. There was another one regarding immigration status that was.
That's so unfair.
Well, up to 2 years. Yeah.
2 years.
What if you don't have a position? I'm sure there's a lot of detail within the bill.
Yeah, if you don't have that position anymore, are you supposed to fire somebody or, you know, that's in that position?
Right.
Are you forced to rehire them?
Well, I think you're supposed to allow them to have reinstatement rights to their position. So what that'll entail, I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
We don't know enough
about
it. Be
aware, business
owners.
Just
be aware.
This is on the desk.
Be aware. There's another bill, SB 261, which is unsatisfied wage judgments. So this bill would create civil penalties for up to 3 times the amount of an outstanding wage judgment that goes unsatisfied for 180 days after the time to file an appeal has lapsed. So in the event you have an employee that comes forward and, you know, goes to the labor board and says, hey, I wasn't paid my meal and rest periods or I was paid untimely for my final paycheck. And there's a judgment, right? The you know, administrative law judge comes down and says, hey, you employer owe $6,000, right? Well, the employer has 180 days to make sure that is paid in full and the employee is taken care of and is whole. If you do not, then you're going to have 3 times the amount of waiting time penalties.
And where does that go? Does that go to the state?
I don't know if it goes to the state, more than likely, or to the employee, but you also face some civil penalties. So you want to get those things taken care of
just
and
put
paid.
Just put me in jail.
get them paid right away.
And put me in jail. Or even worse, put me in that in the motel down there next to one of the sex offenders.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Just put me there.
I'll do my time there.
Oh,
you'll take care of business, all right. We know that. Okay, so we've got a couple other things. So face coverings. So employees would be allowed to wear face coverings whether the employer's requiring them or not. And the employer can't tell an employee not to wear face coverings if they choose to. So that is something that is on the bill.
Even for safety reasons?
Yeah. If they're fearful and they want to wear their mask.
Oh, so this is...
A mask, like a face covering. Yeah, a mask.
It doesn't have to do with religion.
No.
It could just be that you want to wear a mask at
maybe
work.
For illness. Yes.
Okay, well, for illness, you understand.
Yep.
But if they want to, they can just wear it.
Yep, and the employer can't say anything about it.
Hey, Ben, did you get that? You can wear a get off on every morning. Come in there. Look like a Rocky terrorist or something.
I think they're talking about COVID masks.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much a COVID mask.
I think that's what it is.
Yes. But now we're kind of all inclusive with illness, right? Because I have a feeling COVID in the regulations with your COVID prevention plan, I think it's going to be infectious disease or more of an environment.
That would make sense to me. And some people have things like, you know, they've got weak immune systems.
Correct.
So, and
absolutely.
I can understand that.
Yes. Yes, that's not a big deal.
No.
But a lot of stuff about AI. So there's a lot of different bills that are presented.
Okay, I tell you what, I'm going to take an early break because we were talking about AI today already.
Okay.
How years ago I talked to somebody at Record Searchlight, and we were talking about sports, you know, page.
Sure.
How, and they said even, before AI was even a word, mm-hmm. they were talking about how computers were writing the stories of the sports stories because it's statistics and it's just, you know, it's pretty cut and dried, no opinions. This happened. And he said, oh, no, we have, there's computers writing those now. And I thought, wow.
Right.
You know, and then you start thinking about, well, if we can write that story. But now we're into AI. So I'm interested in.
We'll talk a little bit about some of these bills.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, has been in existence since 1960, same location since 67. So don't tell me you don't know where it's at. It's there. I found them when I moved here in 07 and never gone anyplace else. I really, really like this place. Never had a bad haircut. I can make an appointment there and call them at 530-244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop. Set up a time that works for my schedule, roll in, get a haircut, roll out, or just hang around if I want to. It's, again, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with O2 Employment and Jennifer Cram.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Slow ride,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 30 years, voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row, and I'll tell you why. Good people taking care of their clients. And the only place that Linda shops for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry, and she's never been disappointed. At Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services. We're talking HR. All the 12 bills sitting on Gavin Newsom's desk.
Yes.
And now we're getting into the artificial intelligence side.
We are.
There are bills on that, huh?
There are. Okay. Yes, California. Obviously, there's some federal ones. There was actually a law that passed for October 1st talking about just AI in general and making sure you have policies and procedures if you allow it in the workplace, right?
Yep.
And so that's been around, and there's federal laws, and rightfully so, right? AI is taking over in a lot of ways, and some
positions. Like 100 million jobs?
Yeah.
They're talking about it could take the place of?
There are quite a few.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little scary, but it's also like one of those things we just kind of have to embrace and figure out how do we leverage it?
Yeah.
How do we use it? How do we use it safely? And especially in the employment realm, right? Because a lot of times when an employee goes on or a potential employee goes on, they're looking for work and they go in and they send in their resume, they fill out an application online. A lot of programs, computer programs, have AI that actually goes in and picks out, oh, this word, that word, this word, this word, that word. Oh, they'd be a good candidate. But are they really being discriminated against because they might not have all the right words in there? Are they being overlooked? So that's one of the things that's a concern, right, is like how are we making hiring practices? How are we making employment-related decisions? Is there a human that's actually looking at these things? And so that's one of the bills. It's actually SB 7, which is no robo bosses, which is actually quite interesting.
Yeah.
So this is a specific employment-related decision using AI technology and automated decision systems, so the ADS. This bill would require employers to provide certain notices regarding the use of ADS, so meaning employers must disclose this, right, to potential people coming in looking. But it prohibits employers from using ADS in certain purposes, which would require a human reviewer when the employer relies primarily on ADS to make disciplinary action decisions, termination decisions, or deactivation decisions.
Now, I think that's a good idea,
frankly. No, for sure.
Now, if you're putting in your resume, you've had AI write it for you.
Right.
And if AI is talking to each other,
right,
they're going to say, okay, these are the words I know they're going to look at, and then pull them out. And so you get somebody...
Right.
That uses AI, as opposed to me, who would just sit there and write my resume up and send it in.
Right.
And it gets rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we've had weapon systems that we could put places, and they were automatic.
Sure.
And the only problem with that is there's got to be a human in there someplace because Marines get lost out there and they walk into that, you know, that zone.
Sure.
They could be shot at.
Yeah.
So there's always got to be a human in there. And I could see where this one actually makes sense. Before a computer fires you, there's got to be a human in there that's got to make that flesh and blood decision.
I agree, because sometimes on paper, black and white looks very cut and dried, but there's also circumstantial evidence, right? Or there's a situation that occurred, or there's other information that maybe the computer doesn't have.
And who's the one that put that one up? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just know it's SB7, no robo bosses. So one of those things that we just want to keep in mind, and I don't think that's a bad one either. I don't know the whole bill. You know, there could be more to it. Mind you, all of these we will find out on October 12th.
Okay.
If these go into effect or not.
When you come back in November.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to know. I'm going to say this is how it impacts you. This is what you need to do. This passed. Yeah. This didn't pass. All that good stuff.
Great.
Another one is SB 446, which is data breach notification. So in the event you have a data breach within your organization, you have 30 days to let your patrons know. Or in our case, if that happened to our system, we have 30 days to let our employees know that anybody that's in the system that we've had a data breach of some kind, which I think makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It is what it is.
That your Social Security number is
correct.
Out there, and that, you know, some companies will actually, and the big ones will give you a free credit report stuff that people,
correct.
Yeah, that they'll come in and tell you if somebody's trying to get into your money.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, in our case, like, we have to be protected.
Yeah,
very,
yeah.
Very protected.
Imagine your firewalls are pretty thick.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, we are dealing with bank accounts and people's personal information, their employment history, all of that. Yeah, we absolutely have to be up on that. So let's pray that that never happens. All right. So another bill, SB 53. This is large AI models. So this bill was a follow-up to last year's bill, and it was actually vetoed by the governor, which is good. But it requires large developers of the most advanced and costly AI systems to implement certain protocols to make public disclosures of protocols they use to mitigate the risk of catastrophic harms. This bill also provides whistleblower protections and enforcement by the state attorney general. So I have a feeling this is more for very large AI systems. We've got ChatGPT. We've got some very large ones out there. And making sure that what if they get hacked? What if, because all that information is stored, right? That's how they create even more. So what if those systems, and it could cause some catastrophic, like, gets into your system and ends up with some kind of data breach because, you know, AI can maybe get in and start hacking. Who knows, right?
So this is if their system
gets out of control. So there's got to be protocols in place that mitigate the risk for catastrophic harms.
AI really hasn't. I mean, it's just been the last really a couple of years that it started exploding, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about the impact it's having on the world.
Yeah.
So you've got these giant AI companies that are just producing. I mean, they're just, it's like the biggest Hoover in the world.
Exactly.
Sucking in
a
all
sponge.
This information.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then it turns. Somewhere in there, it turns.
Right.
And it starts going after companies like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand this, but it's like, again, the devil in the details.
Correct. We don't know all of the nitty gritty, right? Because it could be a whole bigger situation.
Yeah. Anything we can do to in my opinion, just my opinion, limit AI is good, or at least be able to control it. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. Be able to harness it without it running amok.
Right.
Which
right.
I think a lot of people are afraid of, including a lot of the AI guys.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I was watching a video, I think, over the weekend, and it was talking about, you know, ChatGPT. A lot of people just have a personal account. They go in and they use it. Well, anything that you put into that is open to the public. Right? It's a public forum. So anything you're putting in there that maybe is personal information, so don't you dare, like, people put their financial information in AI and say, create a budget for me. I need to figure out how I need to
really?
Save. Yes. So people, like, go in and put in their personal information. I mean, you might as well just throw your social in there or your banking account information, but they put all this information in there, but it's all public. So it's just something to caution you. You can actually go in and change the settings on your own personal account, but some of these business accounts, they're owned by your company. So whatever you're putting into AI, just keep in mind, your employer can see
that. Well, just think, any email you write in your company.
Absolutely.
Any email you write on my stuff belongs to me.
Well, email stands for evidence.
Yeah.
So... So, in a court of law, yes.
Ask that guy run for attorney general in Virginia.
Yes.
And you talk about shooting people, guess what? It's going to be out there.
That's right.
And anything.
That's right.
You know, it's Jennifer, how do y'all, you've got a crackerjack business that y'all have built.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, a lot of it relies on the personalities and the care that y'all give people, which is a lot.
Yeah.
So when you get into this AI thing that's just going to be taking, we're not going to be able to help it, but it's going to be taking more and more.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say? The humanity away.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, it's like push button warfare. Where's the humanity? And people go, shoot somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference.
I agree.
At that point, when you're 10,000 miles away, dropping bombs is a lot different than being in a firefight.
Sure.
And it has to do with humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get machines that are so good.
I know.
And they come across as so human-like.
Sure.
But they aren't.
No.
There is no empathy there
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're training them to be better and better, right?
But scarier.
I got a recruiting call not too long ago, left this voicemail, and if I didn't know better, I would have been like, who is this person? Because they made it sound like they knew who O2 Employment Services was. I want to work with you. And as you get further along in the message, I'm like, this is a total AI-generated voiceover. And it had emotion. It had different tones, you know, and that's, I think, what scares me the most is like you get a phone call from a family member or something, right? That's really not your family member that says, send $5 million. Well, that wouldn't be coming to
Grandpa,
me anyway. But
I'm in jail in the El Reto in Mexico.
Exactly.
And it sounds like my granddaughter.
Right.
And I go, honey,
that would
not my fault. Even if
she
it's true.
The worm and the tequila. Yeah. No, but it's the truth and it's scary. And I think to your point, you know, yes, in a very AI driven field because, you know, HR, I mean, you can actually put in information into AI and say, give me a policy.
What does the H stand for in HR?
Human.
There you go.
Exactly.
And when you take human out of there.
You don't. You just have a resource, right? And so, it's really important. And obviously customer service, but even still, AI is still not 100%. So we fact checked and we go through, even if we use it from time to time.
Well, we got to take a break, but DH's office, you know, because they've got, you know, so much overload there.
Oh,
I said,
sure.
Why don't you use AI to go through it? And she said, we can. But what we do is we make them, when it gives us the points out of this big case, where they found it.
Yes.
So then the human gets in there and checks to make sure.
That's exactly
that
they
weren't just making things up and sticking it in there.
Exactly right.
And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's no different than going to your doctor's office. So I went into my doctor not too long ago. She's like, do you mind if I use my AI-generated It's because they basically document the whole visit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, is it secure? Number one, because it's my health information. Like, obviously it's the hospital, right? And it was Dignity Health and, yeah. But she literally, my entire note was transcribed before I left the office.
It
listened and transcribed conversation.
I'm seeing that being advertised. That how do you record a conversation? And you can record it and it's been transcribed immediately.
As long as you have consent. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Anyway.
All right. We have to take a break here. And we'll be right back with O2 Staffing and Jennifer Cram.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025. Hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest. Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold. building contest, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Redding Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Redding Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReddingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, Orchtrees, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 7th of October, 8:50 in the morning, it's going to be up to 88 today, and nice day. Later on this week, we're looking at some rain. Tomorrow, Chamber of You're a big help.
I'm so sorry.
I'm not
on the same page. I'm so sorry.
Well, you don't even have the page. Chamber of Commerce will join us right now. Jennifer Graham, our monthly meeting that we have.
That's
here from
right.
O2's employment. And,
yes.
And here's the thing I really enjoy about O2 coming on is warning people. These bills are coming and could be signed here in the next week.
Yeah.
And then next month you'll tell us the impact.
Yeah.
But there's other things. The other things that we talk about that impact on employers that you need to have. And if you don't have it, you get $10,000 fines.
Easy.
And you've got to have them in another location.
I mean,
can't keep them with the personnel files.
Nope.
Got to be over here.
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that you all do is you are involved in charities and nonprofits, and every time there's something, there's O2 staffing right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got another one going right now.
We do. Well, that is one thing. I love working for an organization that's so involved with the community. You know, I've always been very fortunate, and I feel like it's probably just who I am, is surrounding myself with people that are very like-minded like myself that want to do big things for the community and help make an impact and help change lives if we can, right? So back in the day, I'm just going to digress a minute, but I was part of Think Pink when it originally was started with Dr. Figueroa, Carol Lake, and Melody Christensen.
Didn't Think Pink? Didn't it start around here?
It did. It started in Redding, California.
That's what I thought.
The first year, everybody thought we were nuts for handing out 500 bags. We started with 500 bags.
Wow.
But I know that Lauren Strickland, Dr. Strickland, came on, and she's given the Pink Month talk, and I love her so much.
Yeah,
she's
amazing. She has her Tuesday night show here behind the pink mic.
Behind the pink mic. That's what it is. Yes, yes. And I love it. But I love that it's still going strong and that it's now all over the world. Like, you know, we'd get photos and pictures of different states and even countries that are recognizing October.
You'll see rodeos being pink and everybody's
wearing pink.
Yeah, tough enough to wear pink and they're wearing their pink shirts in the NFL.
Yes.
I've watched the players. A lot of them got pink shoes on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. No, it's amazing. Yeah. So being part of anything that is bigger than ourselves, right, that just fuels our fire and my fire and so forth. But yes, we have a big event coming up November 14th. So it's Give Reading. And what it is it's a community event that we ask that people bring in donations of either food or toys, unwrapped toys or food. We're trying to put together Thanksgiving meals for families that are less fortunate, right? Mm-hmm. And that maybe don't have the means to provide something like that. So we've partnered with the Good News Rescue Mission, Raising Shasta, and One Safe Place. So O2 is going to be taking donations, collections. We're going to be out in the parking lot, probably dancing, having coffee. I know, dancing.
Where's this going to be?
It's going to be at the 2070 Churn Creek location, which is right around the corner from us. So we have, you know, AMPM. We have two office locations, but that's really our payroll. But it's just a little larger of a parking lot and an easier drive-through.
2070?
Mm-hmm. 2070 Churn Creek. So we will be there at 7 a.m. starting to take your donations. So if you've got, you know, turkeys in the freezer, you want to, you know, pass along, please bring them down. We need canned goods. We need stuff for the fix-ins, right? Mm-hmm. So we've got, you know, mashed potatoes, anything that would create some kind of family atmosphere for a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. We're welcoming any donations, you know.
Okay. And don't empty your cupboards of old stuff.
Not expired stuff. Yes.
But things like canned corn, green beans.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can buy stovetop stuff in.
Absolutely.
By the crate.
Yes.
And it makes a difference.
It absolutely does.
It really does. Potatoes.
Yes.
Have you ever eaten instant mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so have I.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Not bad.
They're not bad. I mean, I prefer, but absolutely.
And gravy.
Yes.
You can get canned gravy.
Yes.
Anything that you would like to see on your table.
Yeah.
You know, and it should be non-perishable.
Yes, exactly.
Because you're going to be handing out turkeys and everything.
We
right?
will. So yeah. Literally, we stuff, you know, Caliber Office Furniture comes over, donates their van. We stuff it full. Then we go and make the donations to the locations. And mm-hmm. then they divide them out. And their idea is to create like a box for families for here's your Thanksgiving meal. Here are toys for age group XYZ, right? And
sure.
So we are just accepting all kinds of donations. And we are super excited to be part of this and continue to support our community. And we just encourage businesses, you know, get your teams on board, maybe do a collection. Come on down. We'd love to see you.
You know, it's sometimes we forget that there's people out there that in the greatest nation in the world, mm-hmm. in my opinion,
mm-hmm. yes,
in many people's opinion, especially all the ones that keep coming across the border, that we have people going hungry.
Yeah.
It bothers me. And I'm not talking about people because they're shooting themselves up with stuff.
Right.
I'm talking about people, kids, that have food problems.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be like that. And
yeah.
I know I'm not a bleeding heart, but it shouldn't be that, you know, with all the stuff we have, all the things we throw away.
I know.
That, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, how many tons of food are thrown away in Redding every day?
Oh, yeah.
Because.
Nationwide, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just talking about Redding.
I know.
And I know that a lot of the stores will give stuff and all that.
Yeah.
But on something like this, on a holiday, you'd like to see a family.
Yes.
Have all the fixings.
Absolutely.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. have some tradition, right?
But, yeah.
And have something special that the community's pulled together that is in support.
Sure. And help. And you're helping, you're giving people not a handout, but a hand up there.
A hand up. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Okay. You've reached my heart.
Okay. It's, bam, bam. I put you down.
It's small and covered. Covered with tortoiseshell.
It's not the Grinch. I see it beating.
I know,
it's not the Grinch.
It's not the Grinch. So, do you get your whole family together? We only got like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Do you get your family together for Thanksgiving? Does your family
absolutely kind of- yes. It's a big shindig. Yeah. So we usually have 15. In fact, just a quick shout out to our oldest daughter, Audrey. She is due. She's 37 weeks pregnant. She is expecting our first grandson.
Expecting? I thought she'd be probably pretty sure.
Yeah, she is. She's ready. 37 weeks.
How many is it usually?
So it's 40.
40.
So we're three weeks down. She's ready.
Her navel's sticking out.
She's
ready
to
rock.
Yes. Okay. So it'll be our first grandson, and he's due October 30th. So I'm actually planning a little trip to Bend here to go see her and get her settled in, and maybe we'll have a baby.
Any chance you could have her hold off till Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
And then he thinks, as he's growing up, all these people are giving me candy for my birthday.
And dressing up. They look funny. Yeah.
Well, we're going to be with my kids.
Are you good?
Our kids down in New Mexico, and they're all coming in.
Yay.
So,
such a wonderful.
It is. It's a tradition we started, I don't know, a decade ago.
Yeah.
So that, but it's no matter what's cooked.
Yeah.
Just being there
with family. It's so important. Yeah. It really is. I know.
Jennifer Cram, O2 Employment Services, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
As usual.
Oh, love it.
And tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce, and there's somebody else coming on too. But Chamber of Commerce at 8, and we'll keep you entertained until then.
That's right.
Have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there, and God bless America.
Amen.
Stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.